Blog Talk Radio.
It's another beautiful day on Brown Sugar Radio. Get ready to ignite a passion and purpose of overflow. Cherish the value of being you and nurture your soul. Handle your business like a boss and take full control. I invite you to engage upon a journey of greatness and use the gifts within that God has made. This is the time to win and not to lose. So sit back, relax, and take off the blues. Get ready for another exciting segment here on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's Brown Sugar Radio.
Well, yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we are back at it again with another heavy hitter. Ah, yes, I'm just truly blessed and excited. For those of you who have been following Brown Sugar Radio, you know I always bring you elite guests, and I'm just truly, truly, truly excited about this one because not only is Chrisette Ellis dear to my heart and just a woman of just great influence and just I call her the epitome of the virtuous Proverbs 31 woman with class, style, and elegance. She's also the first lady of Greater Grace Temple, a million-dollar Mary Kay National Sales Director, and best-selling author of two incredible newly released books, My Future is So Bright and The Force of Friendship. I'd like to introduce to some and welcome to the remaining, Chrisette Ellis. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. How
hello.
Are you today?
Hello. I am fantastic, Kim. Thank you so much for inviting me to be a part of your awesome show. I'm just thrilled to be your guest on today.
Okay. I, you know what, Chrisette? I've been, you know, you have just been such an inspiration to me personally, just as a beautiful woman of God and a businesswoman, you know, just truly exemplifying what it means to be a Proverbs 31 woman, working, staying up late, getting up early, you know, managing, you know, being a wife, being a mother. Then you have your congregation that you're ministering to and your multi-million-dollar Mary Kay business. I mean, just a beautiful woman inside and out. And it was important for me to have you speak to the listeners today, because your message is so prominent in a society where we often think about the things that are not working for us. You've given us every reason to make that our reason and not an excuse. And so I thank God for you today, and I just wanted to share with my listeners in regards to what they can do, you know, in order to live a fabulous life. You not only speak it, but you live it. And that's what life is truly about, you know. And so I wanted to get up close and personal with you, Chrisette, and just share your story in regards to inspiring women and certainly your inspiration behind your two bestseller books that you have. First, I'd like to ask you, you know, as a woman that is extremely busy, right, what would you say that is your inspiration? How do you manage it all, you know, with wearing so many hats?
Wow, that's a great question. That's a great question. And you know what? I think that, you know, God empowers us with gifts and with talents, and he really expects for us to use it to bless the world, to bless his kingdom. And I really believe that when you are passionate about what you do, you will find ways to do what you need to do. And yes, you definitely, when you have lots of responsibilities and you wear different hats, you definitely need to, you know, figure out how can I accomplish everything with 24 hours. And, you know, I know that there are individuals who, you know, wear more hats than me, do and accomplish more things than I do, but I know they've also figured out, you know, how to use their time in the best ways. And sometimes it means learning how to delegate, and many times it means learning how to put your six most important things to do list together, you know, every single day, making sure that you do the most important things first, and the things that can carry over to the next day, you do them then. And then, you know, a lot of times you have to learn how to simply say no. And, you know,
yes,
somebody said
yes,
that no is a complete answer. And so you have to
yes,
sometimes, let me tell you what I've learned. I've learned that
okay,
you cannot be everything to everybody.
That's right.
And when you understand that, that really frees you up. I had a really good friend of mine say this to me, and I've never forgotten it. She said the Lord shared with her, dropped in her spirit, that that I'll never put more on you than you can bear, but men and women will. So we have to understand at what point have God stopped putting stuff on us and we've allowed
yes,
other people to pile things up on us.
You know, that's real deep because
yes,
you feel sometimes
absolutely
overcommitted, right, and then it dilutes
yes,
your effectiveness. And at the end of the day, no one's going to take care of you better than you, you know. And
nobody.
So you're absolutely right about that. And, I mean, I just feel that just as an inspiration for women, you know, you really set the tone and you raise the bar of what it is to be a woman of excellence. And so I appreciate what you do, and you just have such a beautiful, humble spirit. And, you know, one of the things that I wanted to find out, Chrisette, as far as what would you say, like, as one of your motivations, you know, to keep you focused? Because there's some days where we get up and we don't have the discipline, or you may not have the focus to say, okay, I got to get up and I have X, Y, and Z to accomplish. What would you say, you know, to stay motivated? What is one of your best-kept secrets?
Okay, and so, you know, it's no secret that I am a national sales director with Mary Kay. And, you know, and throughout my career, next year will be 24 years that I've been in Mary Kay. And there have
okay,
been many goals, you know, that I have set within that within my business. And I think the thing that has really helped me to stay focused is definitely making sure that you have it written down. You know, have your goal posters, you know, up and post it where you can see them on a regular basis, because life happens and there are so many, Kim, so many distractions. I know you know. There's so many distractions
yes,
and so many things that vie for our time, and it can't make us lose focus, and then we find ourselves doing things that we shouldn't do. So I would say, you know, having your goals and having them written down, even, you know, the Bible tells us to write the vision and to make it plain that he that
yes,
reads them can follow it. And so we can run with it. And so we have to make sure that we keep it in front of us. And then, you know, sharing your goals with other people, because a lot of times when you share them, and again, you have to be very careful with whom you share them with. And I would
very
say
true,
you want to share your goals with individuals that are in your corner, individuals that will tell you that you can do it, you know, people that, you know, really want success more for you than sometimes you want it for yourself. And so, you know,
yes,
reminders, sometimes people will help you get back on track, because they'll ask you questions like, okay, so how close are you to X, Y, Z? And, of course, you don't want to say, I'm not getting there. And sometimes you just need, right, you need people to snap you back into the reality of, hey, you know what, I got to get up, I got to get out. And I guess the last thing I would say, Kim, is when you find something that you're passionate about, when you find something that you just absolutely love, you know, it's not as challenging, it's not as difficult to stay on track and on course. I think sometimes if you, you know, are doing something that, you know, you're really not sold out for, your heart isn't in it, it's a little bit easier to get off track.
Yes, that's very true. Very true, and I agree with that statement, you know. And for those of you who have known me for many years, I had the privilege of actually working side by side with Chrisette as one of her senior sales director and Mary Kay, and just a beautiful experience, and I still use the product. I'm a consultant today, and I just love, you know, even Chrisette to this day, she checks on me, Kim, are you all right? You accountability, you know, and that's what it takes sometimes to just really get you focused and to keep you on the right path, and I appreciate everything, Chrisette, that, you know, I learned from you being under your leadership, just a beautiful experience. And Mary Kay has changed my life, definitely. And so I understand when it comes to writing down and looking, visualizing and just really, you know, I guess you want to say resonating, you know, with your goals and what you want to do. And so also now I want to, as far as you often hear the term fabulous, you know, I'm fabulous, I'm doing fabulous, and I think of, when I think of you, I think of, you know, Chrisette Ellis, you know, fabulous, living, doing exactly what it is that some people dream of, you know. And so to manifest your dreams and for them to become a reality, that certainly takes someone to dream big. And so what would be your advice? I love it, the children's book, My Future Is So Bright, and then under it you have Dream Big. You're not teaching them to dream small. You're not teaching them to live a life of mediocrity, but a life of abundance. Share with us the inspiration behind the children's book and the message behind Dreaming Big.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I am just excited about my children's book.
Yes.
And actually, I'm in the process of my second children's book will
Go
be
ahead,
ready for release by the end of this month. But the message behind this book is, you know, that I understand the power of affirmations, and I am just a huge believer that is so important, the
Amen.
Words that we allow to come out of our mouth. The word Proverbs 18 and 21 says that death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it will eat the fruit thereof. And that basically means that, you know, we have to watch our mouth, because every time we open up our mouth and we say things about ourselves or we say things about other people, we're either speaking life or we're speaking death. And if
That's
we
it.
Have the ability to choose the words that come out of our mouth, it just makes sense that you would say, you know, let your tongue be as a pen of a ready writer. And that's why the word says we have to guard our tongues and guard our mouths, so that we are very conscious about, you know, what it is that we say when we speak. And so I originally had written the affirmation for adults, and my husband had done a couple, had worked on his children's book, and the person that did his children's book came to me and he said, you know, Lady Ellis, I know that you have some books in you. And I said, yeah, I know I do. It's just a matter of getting them from being in me to getting them out of me. And we laughed about that. And then, you know, I just
yeah.
began to share with him. Right. That's the easy part. The hard part is taking them out of you, out of your mind, and putting them on paper. But I shared with him some of the writings that I had. And one writing was, My Future Is So Bright. And, you know, I just remember when the Lord dropped that in my spirit, I was out of the beautiful sunny day and I had been out running. I love to run. That's when I get inspired. That's when God talks to me. And when
yeah.
I come back, I have to immediately write down, you know, what I heard him say. But anyway, that came to me, that whole affirmation. And so when I shared it with them, he said, wow, you realize this would be great for children. I said, absolutely. So we got together and we collaborated, and I told him what I saw in my mind's eye as far as the book is concerned. And, you know, the Bible tells us that we are to train up our children or train up a child in the way he should go. And when he's old, he will not depart. And I just think, you know, taking children at an early age and teaching them how to speak positivity
mm-hmm.
over their lives, and to teach them how to dream big. You know, as adults, you know, life happens to us, and sometimes we lose the ability to dream. We lose the ability to believe the impossible. But I love little children because, you know, they're so creative, and they see things that, you know, invisible friends that you can't see, and they talk about stuff and you're like, where did that come from? Because they're so creative and they life hasn't gotten to them where they believe that, you know, I can't do this, I can't do that. You know, many children, you know,
yeah.
they believe that they can do a lot. And so I just think it is so important to nourish that and to
mm-hmm.
feed into the ability for them to believe that whatever it is that they want to do, because I believe if God puts a dream in your heart, that he has equipped you with the ability to not keep it in your heart, but to
Amen.
Allow it to be able to live it out loud. Because when we let our light shine through our accomplishment, through the things that we achieve, that's what brings him glory. So we let our light shine so men will see our good work and glorify God. So when you see someone living their life out loud, when you see someone achieving things and doing things that other people many times didn't believe that they could do, is a testament to, wow, look at how God made that individual and look how he has allowed his gifts and his talents to shine brightly. And so, you know, I think we live in society that, you know, a lot of times, you know, children, depending on, you know, what family they're in, you know, if the parents don't understand how to speak positively into that child's life, I just hope that this book gets into every child's hand so that they can read it and they can start repeating what the
yes,
affirmation
absolutely.
Says. And regardless of what negativity, and sometimes even teachers may sow seeds of negativity, oh, you're not smart enough, or
very
you
true.
Can't.
Yes.
And absolutely. So we have to cover our children. We have to prepare them to say, you know, like David. David, when he couldn't find inspiration and encouragement from other people, guess what? He had to take the time to encourage himself. And that's what that book is about, teaching children to speak it out of their mouths, because our words is our seeds. And those seeds, when they are planted in the right ground, they will come to fruition. And that's why I really am excited about these books that teach children how to speak over themselves.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I love, you know, it really brings back to my memory as a child how things you didn't think of the word can't. You didn't think of failure. You know, and I think of infants when they're walking and crawling. No one tells them you can't walk, you can't crawl. They just get up and do it. And it's beautiful, the analogy that you used in regards to the innocence of a child. They never think of what the possibilities aren't. They're thinking of what they can do. And so
mm-hmm.
you're right. Oftentimes as adults, we get caught up in life and situations, and we lose focus of the vision that God gave us. And then we get discouraged and we no longer pursue it, or we have a negative influence in our lives. And so the power of affirmations is definitely something that is real and it's deep, and you have to pay attention to it. And one thing I thought about this morning, my daughter had a bully at school, and he was saying some mean things to her. And you remember that, Chrisette, I don't know if when you were growing up, did they teach you, what was the nursery rhyme? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And I think about it now, and it's so far from the truth, because words are very powerful.
It is. That's right.
But what I've come to realize with this book that you created for children is the key word, you said, what they speak over themselves. So if we take that and teach them what other people that are not important in your life say, may not hurt. What you say over yourself, that's what's going to help you to elevate and to really, you know, move into the line that God wants you to. And so I appreciate what you're doing, and I can't wait for my daughter to get it, because especially what she's been experiencing at school, this is going to teach her to speak life into her own situation. So when that bully comes
that's
back,
right.
she can start professing God's word over her life.
Exactly. And I'll give you a prime example. I had a young girl here at a church, and her grandmother was raising her, and just the cutest little girl. And when I met her, she was probably
uh-huh.
about 4 years old. And uh-huh. and now Brandy, I believe, is at least, 10 years old. But I remember her name is Brandy. So I think it's important that when we see children, especially young girls, you know, that you don't define them by the beauty, the outward beauty, because I always say beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, and beauty comes a dime a dozen. And so when I see a young girl and she could be beautiful, I don't just speak to her outward beauty, but I want to speak to her intelligence and to,
yes,
you know,
absolutely,
something that's more than just an outward look. And so I started telling her, I'm going to call you BP, and that stands for brilliant and pretty. I said, so every day I want you to look in the mirror, and I want you to say that you're brilliant. I want you to say, I'm brilliant and I'm pretty. I'm brilliant because
I love
brilliant,
it.
You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
Want that to be the first part of who you see yourself, who you see yourself as. And then the P, the pretty part, is secondary. And so, you know, her grandmother asked her, and her grandmother shared this with me. She asked Brandy, she said, Brandy, you know, do you ever use the affirmation? Do you ever do what First Lady told you to say, you're brilliant and you're pretty? And she said, yeah, Grandma, I do. And so her grandmother asked, she said, well, when do you use it? She said, well, Grandma, you know, sometimes when I'm at school and I'm sitting at my desk and I'm trying to get my math and it seems like it's so hard, she said, I just close my eyes and I say, I'm brilliant. I'm brilliant. And she said,
oh,
I said
wow,
until I can figure it out. And then she said, you know, sometimes when I'm on the playground and at school and the kids are looking at me and they're saying, you're so ugly, look at your hair. Your hair's not long. She said, I just close my eyes and I say to myself, I'm pretty. I'm pretty.
Oh,
I said,
look at God. Look at that.
That. The power
I got chills
words.
When you said that.
I'm telling you, the power of words that you speak into other people's lives, especially into children's lives. They grow up believing that they can do and be anything that they want to be. And my role, and especially as a pastor's wife, I have opportunity to interact with a lot of the children at the church.
Beautiful.
You know, I always think to myself, as they begin to grow, I want them, if nobody else, either whether it's their parents or whether it's relatives or family and friends, I said, I hope that words that I have spoken into their lives, that they can hold on to those words. And regardless of the negative things that they may hear, you know, that they can say, well, First Lady said I'm smart. You know, First Lady said I'm brilliant. First Lady said, I tell this one girl, I said, you got a lot of brains in your head. You're
oh,
just so intelligent. You're so intelligent.
Yes.
And so, you know what? I want them to become the words that were, because we do. We do become what has been spoken over our lives, because
that's
when
real.
We hear it enough, we internalize that. And if we hear it enough, we begin to believe that about ourselves. And some of us have believed negative words that were spoken over our lives as children, and we're still carrying those negative words into adulthood. So that's why, you know,
right,
speaking positively to children is so, so very important.
It really is, especially at the age where they start hitting the peer pressure and the bullying.
Yeah.
And, you know,
mm-hmm,
that helps to eliminate. This book is going to, I truly believe, inspire so many young children, because then they're going to be able to stand on their own two feet and defeat the enemy, you know. And this also
right,
will lessen, yeah, anything that comes against them and tries to make them feel less than, you know. And I often
exactly,
think of the scripture, I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who strengthens me.
Mm-hmm.
That is one
mm-hmm,
of my favorites when I've been tested and going through some things. And even as an adult, you know, I always would quote that as a child. And you're right, we look at the prominent leaders or the mentors that were in our life as children. And it does affect
right,
us, Chrisette. It does.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you're doing
mm-hmm,
is absolutely beautiful. And on the flip side of that now, I'd love to also speak about the force of friendship, just how you embrace the importance of empowering, you know, relationships that are edifying in your life. How did that come about? And definitely share with us why it's so important to have a positive, strong, nurturing circle of influence when it comes to our friendships.
Wow. Well, you know, I did not write that book by myself. It is a collaboration of six phenomenal women that we share over 25 years of friendship with. And we all met through Mary Kay Cosmetics and, you know, coming in as consultants and building to the position of independent national sales director. And so we have just, you know, been together for so long. And actually, it was the brainchild of my girlfriend Nora Sharif Borden out of
Stone Mountain, Georgia. Oh, I love Nora Sharif.
Yeah, I know. And she just shared with us that, you know, during her prayer time, she clearly heard the Lord say, you know, to write this book. And so, of course, she shared it with us, and we got really, really excited about it. And she was a taskmaster. You know, she stayed on us, and we literally closed ourselves off to get it done. And it's 100 inspirational writings, and it is a phenomenal book. It deals with different, we have different chapters. We have a chapter on courage. We have a chapter on leadership, a chapter on leadership, a chapter on friendship. And so, you know, all of the different chapters, all of us, you know, wrote, you know, two or three different writings within each chapter, and it really is phenomenal. And, you know, if I must say so myself, you know, and the book is really taken off, and we're excited about that. But, you know, I have a saying that, you know, people that know me know I say it all the time, and it basically says, if you show me your friends, I'll show you your future. If I meet your friends, Kim, and I have never met you, and I have an opportunity to sit down and to chat with them, you know, for a few minutes, it will tell me pretty much everything I need to know about you. And so, you know, it is so important, the people that are that we allow to be in our space. You know, somebody said friends are like elevators. They'll either take you up or they'll bring you down. And so you make sure that you are connecting yourself with individuals who are like-minded, individuals who are passionate, individuals that are doing great things. And when you talk about being focused, you know, one of the reasons I got to stay on top of what I'm doing is because of the women that I surround myself with. I don't want to be that person left out. You know, when I see how phenomenal, you know, that they are and the things that they are accomplishing, it really, as the word says, iron sharpens iron. And so when I see them doing incredible things, I think, hey, they don't have nothing on me. I can do it too. And guess what? There's no jealousy. They're looking at me saying, you better go ahead and do it. They don't want you to be left out. That we want the success of each other sometime more than we want it for ourselves. And so
it has been
a blessing to be, you know, in that environment with women who are inspiring, who empower, who encourage, and just love life.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, all of them are bad to the bone. I love every single one of the women that are in this book. And so you will not, I'm telling you something, you will certainly not regret investing in this book. And you can actually purchase them at ChrisetteEllis.com and make sure, all right, that if you have a young son or daughter, that you take this time out. And if you don't know, for all of my listeners that are tuned in live, I see you there in our chat box. Make sure you take this opportunity to, if you don't have a child, any young child, a niece, a nephew, anyone that you know could use a positive, you know, inspirational message, invest in My Future Is So Big, all right? Because, My Future Is So Bright, Dream Big. And I mean, I'm guaranteeing that it will change that child's life. And certainly The Force of Friendship is another one for anyone that is seeking to uplift their mind and their inner circle. This is another must-have, and you can take advantage of that also at ChrisetteEllis.com or also at TheForceOfFriendship.com. And I have the links there in the chat as well as here on Brown Sugar Radio. And so, Chrisette, I have really enjoyed you. We have a few minutes remaining, and I want to ask you, as far as what would you say ultimately, as a woman that is constantly on the move, reaching and achieving big things, all right? And congratulations, like I said, on your national best-selling books. I'm telling you, girl, you are doing some great things. And I want to ask, as far as in the next 5 years, where would you say would be a goal you haven't achieved that you would like to see come to pass?
Wow, that's a big one. In the next 5 years, well, in the next 5 years, definitely within my Mary Kay business, I see myself as an Inner Circle National Sales Director. That is a higher level of achievement, and with that level, you know, it comes the responsibility of leading people and supporting them and helping them as they're on their journey to achieve their goals. And so I'm excited about that. In the next 5 years, I see, you know, that my ministry is, you know, definitely, you know, going to another level and really doing more with my ministry and speaking at different places and different conferences. And so I'm excited about that. And then I actually, you know, have really gotten that bug and really believe that God has given me the ability to write. And so I see myself even writing more children's books and even, you know, writing some authoring some other books as well, you know, and I guess my passion is about fulfilling passion. I guess, you know, when I think about what God has done for me and when I think about my life now, which I would have never imagined as a young girl growing up, kind of shy, thinking, oh, I never want to be that person that's standing up speaking to anybody. Don't put a mic in my hand. And I see how God has really, you know, pushed me out of my comfort zone. And now, you know, I see myself doing that and really being a blessing to, you know, hundreds of thousands of individuals who, you know, who believe that, you know, there is much more for them. But sometimes you get stuck in their, own selves, you know, and sometimes our worst enemy is ourselves because we're with ourselves 24/7. And so just really allowing individuals to think outside the box. And I always say, if we could see ourselves the way God sees us, there would be nothing in our heart that we desired to do that we would not try.
That's powerful. See ourselves the way God sees us. Oh, that's deep. I love it, love it. Well, Chrisette, thank you for blessing Brown Sugar Radio with your wisdom and your insight. And we just definitely want to show you some love today and just say, you know, we appreciate you. And so for those of you, like I said, who are tuned in and listening live, or rather you're listening to the archive on the replay of this show, now is the time. Do not wait. Don't procrastinate. Make sure you take advantage of My Future is So Bright. And the force of friendship. So, Chrisette Ellis, thank you once again for coming on to Brown Sugar Radio. You are welcome back anytime. And like I said, I just appreciate everything that I've learned today from you as
a fabulous
woman.
Thank you so much, Kim. I appreciate the invitation. And to your audience, have a wonderful, fantastic day. And just know that you were created to bring God glory. And every time you do, every time you fulfill your purpose and your goals, that's exactly what you do.
All right. Yes. All right, Chrisette. Well, you have a blessed day. And once again, thank you so much for coming on to Brown Sugar Radio.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first, live on the air. Once again, you want to check out ChrisetteEllis.com or theforceoffriendship.com, and you can certainly, you know, just take advantage of this moment and learn from somebody that is, you know, achieving success and greatness in their life. And so what a blessing it is. You know, they say that in order to be successful, you have to be a student first, right? And so learn from other people that are doing great things in their life, and that's how you will also in turn become a success. So thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Make it a fantastic day. God bless.